Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
In the vidui, which we say on Yom HaKodesh, all the Al-Chaitz, so we ask for forgiveness. Val Kilom, Eloikai Selichos, Selachluni, Machaluni, Kapeluni. And amongst the many Averis which we ask, please, to be forgiven, we say, Va'al Chatuim, Shunich Hayuvim Alei Malkus Arbuim, Va'al Chatuim, Shunich Hayuvim Aleiim Misa B'dei Shemayim, Va'al Chatuim, Shunich Hayuvim Aleiim Kures Varire, Va'al Chatuim, Shunich Hayuvim Aleiim Arba Mises Bezdin, Sreifa, Hereg, V'cheneg. We ask, please, Rabbi Nishloilim, please forgive us. Ki atach solchan yisul mechul neshivt yishim mechal doi v'doi. So we ask for slicha and kapura for all types of aveiros, aveiros for which one's chayiv, malkas, chayiv kuras, chayiv misa. And chayiv misa is bezdin. What I want to speak today about is, does teshiva help for averus, for what a person is chayiv misa in Bezdin? Let's take an example. We know, Baruch Hashem, Ach Shadura, there are many people today who are Balei Tshiva. In their young years, they didn't keep Torah and mitzvahs for one reason or another. It was their fault, it wasn't their fault. And later on, they became Balei Tshiva. So we have somebody today, he's an old man in his 70s and his 80s, a chushev, a chushev, a yid, a grace of Talmud Chochem, a marbitz Torah, a tzaddik. People go to him for brochas. But in his younger years, 50 years ago, he wasn't frum. And now, two Edim are turning up to Bezdin, and they say, we remember 50, 60 years ago, we remember we saw this first person driving his car on Shabbos, and we warned him, we gave him Asrot Shabbos today, and he took no notice. What would be the halucha? Would Bezdin have to put this person to death? He was Machal Shabbos. Or would we say, what do you mean? This took place 50 years ago, 60 years ago. He's clapped Al Chait so many times. He's done Shiva. He's become a tzaddik. Or no? Bezdin cannot look at the Shiva. There are two Edim here. And the Edim come along and they say, this is what we saw. So the Noide B'Yehida in Chivas asks this Kasha. Hareze bilti sufik, without any sufik, writes the Noide B'Yehida, hateshiva machaperes kapura gemira. We know Shiva gives a total kapura. Veduvaze mefisim betoira nevi'im ksivim v'shnei talmidim v'cholam edrushim. Says the Noi B'Hid, I'll bring you just one pusik. V'hanuvi oima, a pusik in Sefer Yecheskel. Evashiv rusha mirishusoi, kol chatoiso v'ashechuto loisis kirena loi. When a person does tshiva, all the aveis which he's done are no longer mentioned. They no longer exist. Aber says the Noi B'Hid, V'gam ein zeh sufik boy, bizman shebeis tzaseden hoye noyig, in the time when there was a Sanhedrin, em oval chayve mises bezdin acha hasru, afim shu eidim leibule bezdin shunim rabois, even if the eidim didn't come to bezdin for many, many years, iben kachus a tshiva, v'hirbe segifim, v'tanniyois leimisper, he's done the proper tshiva, and he's been fasting, and he's done all types of tshiva. If after all these years of doing tshiva, Edim were to come to Bezdin and say, we remember 50 years ago, we saw this person being Mechal Shabbos and we gave him Asru. Hovadai she'ein Bezdin mashkichem al teshivusoi, and says the Noidi Behida, they'll have to put him to death. Freik the Behida, how can this be? V'haduva yifla, it's a paler. Because since we know that tshiva works, and through tshiva the Rabbi Shem was moichel him for his aveis, like we just said, and the Torah says, v'nuki v'tzadik al taroik, and this person is now a tzadik, so how can it be? And we see Zegzunoid be heeded as Beferish Shigamura, Mesechtes Makis, and Dafidala from a base. Chaiva Mises Bezdin, Usat Shiva, Ein Bezdin Moichenloi. A Beferish Shigamura. Shiva does not help, says the Gemara, for somebody who is Chaiv and Oynish and Bezdin. It doesn't help. How can this be, Frektanoid be heeded? So this is a Gavaldige Kasha. Says the Noida Behida, he hasn't got any other explanation. Elevadai Gezeris Hakusavhi. We have to say it's a Gezeris Hakusav. Shilmulekain Botli Oinsha Toira Bichlulam. Because if not, all the Onshim, the Torah, will become Botl. Every time you bring a person to Bezin, have to give him Malkus, have to give him Misa, say, oh, I did Shiva. So one can't touch him. Vain Udam Shimus Bebezdin. And since, says the Noi to be heeded, the Rabbi Nishleilim wants to give onshim for certain averus, azoivishtet leman yishmi virui, and if Bezdin will never be able to give a punishment, there won't be this leman yishmi virui, so it's exairus hakusiv. We find similar to the Noi to be heeded in the Mashul. The Mashul Masechtes Yima in Daf Peivov is going on the Gemara. The Gemara says there, look how different the Rabbein Shloilem is to a Melech Busav Adom. If a person sins against a Melech Busav Adom, Boi Re'ei Shloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Busav Adom. Midas Busav Adom Maknes Esav Chaveira Bedvurim Sufik Mispayas Himeni Sufik Ei Mispayas. One doesn't know if Yena will be Moichel him, not be Moichel him. Says the Gemara about the Rabbein Shloilem is different. A person does Shiva, says the Gemara, if a person, if a person does an avera in private, so the Mashur stelt sich of the Lushna Gemara. The Gemara says that by the Rabbi Nishloilam, if a person is over an avera besesa, if you do an avera in private, if you do tshiva, the boishim will be moichel you. It's received from the Gemara adds on, if you do an avera besesa. What is if you do an avera in public? Says the Mashul, like the words of the Noida Behida, that then tshiva is not going to work at all. Says the Noida Behida the following words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Udam Oiv Avera Beseisa, Da Averas Fehesia, if you did an Avera Befehesia, Lo Shayach Be Pius Bedvorim, it doesn't help to be Mephias Reboishim with Shiva. Why? Da Onshim Mephirish Betoira, Vashtei Klu in the Toira, in Malkus, in Krisis, in Mises Bezdin. Avera Beseisa, Shein Onshim Mephirish, if you do an Avera in private, that's not written a punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mispayas bedvorim, the haini bevidi im tshiva. We see clearly from the Mashur the same yisod as the Noida Behida, that lechoira tshiva only works for an avera which is done in private. Of an avera which was done in public and our edim, that's gzeis hakusiv. There's a punishment, and for that won't work tshiva. As oizuk the Noida Behida. And as I state in the Mashur in Yima, Lechoira, we need to understand, because on Yom Kippur we are saying Al Chayit, and when we're saying Al Chayit, B'chatuim Shun Chayuv Maleim Malkus Al Chayit Shechtun Lefnecho B'chatuim Shun Chayuv Maleim Arba Mises Bezgin Skilas Rifa Herav Chenag. So how does this fit in if we're being told that Shiva doesn't work for these Averis? That's a kasha, and another kasha is that we see clearly the Gemara in Yima in Daf Peivov Medalef says if a person was over Aveirat Shechayiv Maleim Misa, says the Gemara that Shiva Toila, that Shiva does delay and Yom HaKippurim is Mechapa. I see clearly the Gemara says that Shiva does work, it delays, it is Mekel the Onshin for Aveirat, and that's probably why do we say this Nisach. So how does this Gemara in Yemen, Daf Pevov and Madalef, add up with the Gemara in Malkus, Daf Yidalef from the base, where the Gemara says clearly that for Mises Bezdin, that Bezdin ignores Teshiva. The Chidor quotes the words of the Noi de Behida, and he doesn't agree with him. He says, Einoi Gezeres Hakusiv Kemoishit Siddet Harav. It's not a Gezeres Hakusiv like the Noi de Behida said. Raktam Gudel Yesh Bedover. There's a very good reason for it. And the reason for it, says the Chidur, is because Bezdin are unable to know for sure who has really done teshiva and who has not done shiva. Bezdin einem yecholim leredes lechadrei bitnoi ledas matzfinoi sliboi. And even if Yenna comes along and he's crying and he's saying, I did shiva, I did shiva. How do Bezdin know? Ein ledayin elomasha ein of royas. So therefore, says the Chidur, they cannot take shiva into account because they cannot know if it is a genuine shiva. Reb Tzudok HaKohen quotes the Noi de Behida and the Chidur, and he's not happy with the answer of the Chidur either. He says the Chidur hasn't answered the question. He wonders, if a person had done shiva, said the Noi de Behida, why is he chayav misa? Nudi v'tzadik al tarik. Said the Chidur, because Bezdin can't know for sure. Okay, you can't know for sure, but there might be a chance. Sufik nefush lahokel. Perhaps he has done shiva. If you have one of these people, Azaz Punim, who comes along and he tells you, no, I'm carrying on doing it. So we know who we're speaking about. But when a person is showing that he's got charuta, even if we don't know it's genuine, but still, what right does Bezdin have to kill him? Sufik nefush lahokel freik reb Tzudok HaKohen. He doesn't understand how is the Chidur answered the question. So says the Reb Tzudok HaKohen a different test. We know this is Be'erich what he's saying. He says it's a more Kabula Dika Oifim. Torah loy b'shemayimhi. Bezdin can only paskin according to the facts on the ground. Teshiva is not something we can see. Teshiva is charuta belev. That's something between Bein Udom Lekoinoi, between you and the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Bezdin judge a person on his actions. The tshiva, the charuta belev, that's something which Bezdin cannot see. That's a bechina of Torah loy b'shemayimhi. So Zuk Reb Tzudok HaKohen, that's why Bezdin do not take tshiva into account. Because tshiva is not something which is, one can chapun, is tangible. It's a bechina of Torah loy b'shemayim. However, this kasha, this teretz of Reb Tzudok, is also Surach Ian, because the Shvitz Yaakov writes along, comes along and says a klal gudel. We know sometimes a person can be puta bin dinei udom, but still chayiv medinei shamayim. But says the Shvitz Yaakov, it's impossible for a person to be puta, to be chayiv bedinei udom and puta b'dinei shemaim. Dinei shemaim is always stricter than dinei udom. So if a person is puta midinei shemaim, he can't still be chayiv b'dinei udom. B'chol mukum matzini but puta midinei udom v'chayiv b'dinei shemaim avaloi b'hepech. So how can it be that we have a person who's done shiva? The Rabbi Nishim says, I have been moichel him from all avairus. But yet, Bezdin will say, but us, he's still chayiv. We're still going to kill him. But the kashya remains. The Rabbi Nishim has been moichel him. And in the Torah state, v'nuki v'tzadik al tarik. And this person is a tzadik. And the Rabbi Nishim was moichel him. And he's puter b'dei shemaim. So how can it be that Bezdin should kill somebody who's chayiv b'dinei shemaim? It doesn't seem to add up. So I found in a number of Mekoiris a gewaldige chiddush. Hagam, the Gemara says clearly in Makkos and Daf Yudalef from a base, Usa tshiva, ein bezdin moichlen oisa, they take no notice of tshiva. Ob in kama sforim state, as bezdin don't take any notice of it, they can't take that into regard. Ob the Rabbeinu Shalom will not allow somebody who's done tshiva to be killed by bezdin. And as I state in the Sefer Yalkut Menachem from the Rebbe Reb Mendel Rimneva, who he asks the same kasha, how can Bezdin put to death somebody who we've seen who's done teshiva? V'lom aloy nema, why shouldn't we say he's done teshiva? So says the Reb Mendel Rimneva, we know when a person came to the Sanhedrin would interrogate the Edim with Sheva Bedikois and Sheva Chakirois. And it could be very often there was no suffix at all that Reuven came along and had killed Shimon. Reuven came along and was Machal Shabbos. But yet the Edom tripped up in their Edus. One of the Edom said he remembered it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the other aide said it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now nobody has got any suffix that Reuven killed Shimon. We've got all the evidence. But the two Edom have tripped themselves up. Was it at one or was it at four? Well, what's the difference? Shimon is dead and we've got all the other evidence and we can see that's not the point. If one aide says it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon and the other says it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the aides is no longer usable. Case is dismissed. Dismissed on legal grounds. Zug the Rebbe of Mendel Rimnever, how does this happen? We've got here Reuven, who we know he killed Shimon. And on a technical legal loophole, we're going to let Reuven off. Why? What's the seichel? Where's the yashus behind it? Zug the Rebbe of Mendel Rimnever, Gewaldi Gewalt. The Gemara says, the Reb Taf and Reb Akiva said, El mule hayini b'Sanhedrin. If we would have been in Sanhedrin, lo nerag uda ma'olam, nobody would ever have got killed. Is that also derech? One has to make sure that people are held accountable for their crimes. Zug the Rebbe of Mendel Rimnever, what Rebbe Kivin Reb Tafen was saying was that when this case would have come before them, if they would have been in the Sanhedrin, they would have ensured that this Roitzayach, this Reuven, came to Emeset Shiva. He had Emeset Charuta. And if he would do Emeset Shiva, then the Rabbein Shloilem would put it into the mouths of the Edim that they would trip up on their Edus and they would offer conflicting accounts of what would happen, and therefore the Edus would have to be dismissed. So Avada Zuk the Rebbe Mendel Rimnever, Bezen don't have the permission to just let off anybody who has done Teshiva. But somebody who has done Teshiva, the Rabbein Shloilem will not allow that the Bezen should convict him. And Azoy Zuk the Zelba Vot, the Oy of Yisrael in his Sefer, Mekitzin Lekitim, he says the same Vot. And Azoy Shteit from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer writes in his Chedishim and Mesechtes Ksibis and Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, Veda, you should know, the Vizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hoyakayim, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Afilet Shov Tshivas HaMishkel, even if he did a proper Tshiva, when his Baraluni Lechusid Oilem Bal Tshiva Gome, Kva Ovazman Meyashunim, and already 100 years have elapsed from when he did this Havera, and mevin ois le bezem vidulov shos history boy the kibbalah through Harry Nerag velo yoilo chivuso. If Adam come along and they say 100 years ago we gave him asru and he didn't listen, Bezem will have to put him to death. But says the Chasam Sofer, the Eli im shav lifnei Hashem and nisrasav niskape. If this person has done shiva and the Rebbein Shem had forgiven him, lo yazmin Hashem hu Adam. Rabbi Shimon won't allow Edim to come to Bezdin. Ve'im yavoyeh, and if they will turn up, lo yamdi b'chakirusom, they will not be able to withstand the drishus and the chakirus. Why? Ki lo yashia Hashem nefesh tzaddik. The Rabbi Shimon will not allow a nefesh tzaddik to be punished. Comes the Klei Chemdo, Reb Meir Dan Plotsky, and with this he explains beautifully. And the Oruch Laner zook this Oruch Bekitzer, or Rameh Ibn Plotsky zook this Barichas, the Gemurah Masechtes Makkos. The Gemurah says, we know that somebody went to Ur HaMiklot, went out after the Petira of the Koyen Gudel. As I was said in the Torah, he has to sit there, Admois HaKoyen HaGudel. Says the Gemurah, why is the Koyen Gudel somehow incriminated? Says the Gemurah, because he's responsible that such a thing should never have happened. Says the Gemara, all well and good if he was the Kohen Gadol when this accident took place. But what happened if the Kohen Gadol only became appointed afterwards? So why now, between the accident happening and after the Kohen Gadol, the Torah Mikla was a new Kohen Gadol. So why now does Israel say I have to stay in Orem Mikla at Moisa Kohen Gadol? He wasn't even Kohen Gadol at the time. Says the Gemara, this Kohen Gadol is still held responsible. Why? Shehoye loyli spalel, shigume Dinoi Lischis. He should have been mispalled when this Ritzayach was brought to Bezdin, and they ascertained every fellow had to be brought to Bezdin to decide if it was a Shoigig or not. Bezdin should have let him off. Shiguma din Lischis. Freik and Alam Aforshim, Gewalt, was Pshat Nis Gemura. We're speaking about that he did it. He was negligent to a certain degree, was a Shoigig, wasn't a Oinus, was a Shoigig. He was negligent, and by accident he went and he killed somebody. So the Kohen Gadol should have davened, Shiguma Dinoi Lischis, that this Ritzayach should just be let off the hook. Why? But he did it, so why should the Kohen Gadol? It should be spoiled, it should be a travesty of justice. Zuk the Klei Chemdo as follows. Afagav da bezin e mashkichem al tshiva b'mishachai v'mises bezin agulis. Avol ze bura, but this is clear. Dem shov la Hashem yizburg b'chol levuvoi v'niskabel tshivusoi. If this Ritzayach would have done tshiva, and the Rebbe would have accepted the tshiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholeich levav bezin sheyimsi lo yischis lepotroi. They would have found the way to let him off, although we know he did this aveira. But if he would have done Shiva, that's the Pshat Megemura. Shahoy le Koyin Gudel is pal Shiguma din leschis. Koyin Gudel, his avoid is that he should have made that this Ritzayach should have had a proper Hirat Shiva. Would have had a proper Hirat Shiva. Then, automatically, the Bezdin would, for whatever technical reason, would have allowed him off the hook. And as I look the Urch Laner, the Zelbe Teretz. The Yitzmach Moshe in Parshas Mishputim explains with this another Chazal. The Gemara says, "Minayin leyoytzim beZdin zakai." Where do we know that halacha if somebody was being judged by the Sanhedrin for dinah nefushas, and they found him innocent? Va'omer echad, and somebody came along and said, "Yeshli lelamed ulav choiva." Let's say, for example, the case was dismissed. The Bezdin said, we can't kill this Reuven for whatever reason, so he was let off. Now, a week later, 2 weeks later, we got fresh pair of people come along and say, we've got new evidence to prove that it was Reuven. Minayin she'ei machzi'in oisoi. We don't bring him back to Bezdin. Tamid loyma v'tzadik al taroig. V'zehi tzadik shenitz tzadik be'bezdin. He's already been found innocent in Bezdin. Aso yisuk the Gemara. Freik the Yismach Moshe, this fellow wasn't found innocent. Somebody murdered Shimon. Lechoyre it was Reuven. There was a whole din in Nefushas. A case was brought. Reuven was let off on a technicality, and therefore he wasn't incriminated. Not because he's a tzaddik, because we were lacking the evidence. So the evidence has come now. So let's reopen the trial. Says the Torah, no, no. But tzaddik al taroig, and he wasn't a tzaddik bebezin. Does heißt nicht tzaddik bebezin? Zug the Yismach Moshe, because Elohim nitzov badas keil. And we're speaking here about the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin 21 gedolim, 71 gedolim. The Sanhedrin, the greatest people. And they've come along, and they've had the whole dinner nefushas, and they haven't been able to come along and be mechayev this person. Why not? Well, we know he did it, because we know there's so much evidence. It hasn't stood up in a court of law, but we know he did it. So how come Bezdin was unable to be mechayev somebody if is zi Torah, zi schura? The answer is, of the Yisrach Moshe, it must be this person has done teshiva. So this person has done teshiva, the Rebbeinu Shem said, he's done teshiva, I'm not going to allow the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, to kill him, because he's done teshiva. So says the Torah, V'nuki v'tzadik al taroig, Zeshin it's tzadik be'bezdin. He went through Bezdin, and Bezdin was unable to convict him. How can this be? He must have done teshiva. So if he's done teshiva, therefore v'tzadik al taroig, so we don't reopen the case. So what emerges from all of this is that although strictly speaking, Bezdin are not allowed to at all ever take into account the Shiva, Ein Bezdin Mashkichim et Shiva, like the Gemara says. However, it doesn't mean to say that if somebody has done teshiva and he's got emes de charuta, he will taka be killed. That's taka impossible, because v'tzadik al taroig, and tuzuk de chasam soifer, with the Rebbe Mendel Rimneva, with the Oiv Yisrael, with the Uruch Lener, with the Klei Chemda, that somebody who's done teshiva has nothing to worry about. He can be hauled into Beis Din, to the Sanhedrin. There can be a whole line of Edim, which are all standing there accusing him. We saw how you killed Reuven. We saw how you were Mechalel Shabbos. He has nothing to worry about. If he has done emesa teshiva, the Rabbeinu Shloilem will not allow somebody to be put chas v'shulim to death. So this is one when it was done b'fehesia. When it was done b'seisa, that's what the Gemara is speaking about. Im mizman shebeis hamikdash hoyakayim. A person did an aveir for which he b'chayiv misa b'day bezin, but there were no edim, nobody saw. He was machal Shabbos in the privacy of his house, he lit a cigarette, nobody saw. So there's no edim, there's no b'fehesia. Then avada shiva will help. And bizman hagulas, Hagam, the Gemara tells us that although the Oinshe Beis Din are no longer applicable, or but the Mises Beis Din still happen, unfortunately, that people are chayv Mises Rabbein Shulam makes it that they should somehow chas v'shulam be nifta, but doesn't mean that shiva doesn't work for that. I'd rather shiva works for all our veiras, and that's taka what we're clapping al chayt, al chatuim shuni chayuvim aleim malchus, val chatuim shuni chayuvim aleim arba mises bezgen skila sreifa herig v'chenek. On all our veiras, shiva works. There's no such thing as shiva doesn't work. We find, however, in the Rambam. The Rambam does tell us in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tshiva, Yesh Chamisha Averis, there are five Averis, Shoha Oysa Oysam, somebody does them, E'ef Shaloi Sheyushiv Teshiva Gemira. For these five Averis, it's impossible to do proper Tshiva. Why? Lefi Shehein Avoynes Shebeinudim Lechaveiroi. We're speaking about Averis Beinudim Lechaveiroi. He doesn't know who he has wronged to be able to ask him for mechila. For example, says the Rambam, Hamakalal es harabim, somebody who he cursed the rabbim. Noach Sadikim says similarly, somebody who spoke lushan hara against the rabbim. Those type of averes, says the Rambam, you don't know who you spoke against. And this is, unfortunately, a very, very big problem. Because we have today, unfortunately, sometimes people get carried away. And they're very quick to say, you know, all the people are davening that shul. All the people belong to that killer. Oh, I was on summer holidays. All the people there were terrible. And they come along, and without chapping what they're saying, they're very quick to speak against a whole tzibba. That whole yeshiva there. That whole chassidus. And they haven't got the foggiest, who are the people they've spoken against? And about these averes, writes the Rambam, that e'ef shaloi sheyushiv teshiva gemira. It's impossible here to do proper teshiva, because you have to ask averes benud l'chaveroi, you have to ask them. And now you don't know who they are, so you can't even ask them. So we need to know, is there no eitzah? So the Orchis Sadikim in Shad Shiva, who often quotes halachas of the Rambam, and this halacha he also quotes, but unlike the Rambam, where the Rambam just leaves it off and says, E'ef shaloi sheyushiv teshiva gemira, comes from the Orchis Sadikim and he says, Ach yesh takuna gedoyle lesaken hakoil. There is a takuna gedoyle that you can be mesaken everything. Says the if a person tries his hardest and he does emesa tshiva as hard as he can, mamash with the Messias nefesh, v'hakol yase l'shem shemaim kol koychoi v'chol liboi v'guli v'seisa, then says the Orch Sadikim, for example, a person stole money. He's not even aware who he stole the money from. What will happen is, the Rabbeinu Shalom will arrange it that whoever he has ba'aveled, who he stole money from, who he spoke Lashon Hara against, this person on his own accord will be willing to be moichlim. As the Pusik says in Mishlei, Bitzois Hashem Darkei Ish, when the Rabbi Hashem is happy with a person's actions, Gam Oivov Yashlim Itoy, even his enemies will make peace with him. So says the Orcha Tzadikim, if you come along and you do your hardest, you stole from a rabbim, you don't know who. So Chazal tell us you stole from a rabbim, so what you should do is Yaseh Tzorkei Rabbim. Like the Chofetz Chaim, Sof Yomov, he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. He was worried, perhaps in his shop over the years, perhaps he'd overcharged people something, perhaps he had given them schoirim, which might have been somehow defective. He was very worried. So what's he going to do? So what did he do? He paid money to build a new well in Radin. A new well that people should be able to draw water from this well. This is Yaseh Tzorkei Rabbim. You try your hardest to put right what you've done wrong. Then says the Orchis Tzadikim, the Rabbi Nishloilim will put into the hearts of whoever you've done wrong, they will on their own accord, they will be moichel you. The Sefer told us Udom is brought down from Reb Zalman Volozhiner, we know one of the great Gedolim and Tzadikim, Kedoshim, that in his younger years he was once worried that he'd said a not nice word to somebody. Somebody came into his shul and he said something to somebody who thought Yena was upset with him. And afterwards he realized and he went to look for him to ask him a chila, and he couldn't find him. And for years and years and years, wherever he went, he was always scanning the tzibah, looking, perhaps I could find this person and ask him a chila. And he was unable to find him. And he was very, very upset about it. And one day the Vilna Gaon called him in and he showed him the words of the Chovos HaLevavos. The Chovos HaLevavos writes in the 10th Perek of Shaar Tshiva that anybody who's tried his hardest to do tshiva, im heira l'chaveira begifoi b'mamoinoi, and he's done something wrong to somebody else, yachnis loy haboyiz bruch shemoi b'liboi rutzim v'hava ad shiyim chaloi b'ma shahoye b'achtia ulov. K'moy shekusiv, the same pusik, b'tzois Hashem da'ki ish, gam oivov yashlim imoy. So the Vilna Gaon told him, don't worry, you've done your part, the Rabbi Shon will do his part. So we see from this, there's no such thing as is not an aveira for which tshiva doesn't work. Tshiva works for everything. We just have to do our part. And if we do our part, Rabbi Shem will make, despite all the odds, it doesn't make a chilek what aveira it will be, Rabbi Shem will make that people should be moichel, and everything will work out al atzad hayoisa toiv. We know Shabbos tshiva, we say the words of the Haftorah, Shiva Yisrael ad Hashem lekeichem, ad Hashem lekeichu. Kechi imochem devorim v'shivi al Hashem, imri eilav koltis ha'uvoin v'kachtoiv, nashal mepurim sefoseini, erpa mishivusom oyhavim naduva. And Mefoshim or Masbe, many different pshutim, what is the message, what was stated in these psikim? The Gemara Masechtas Yima and Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis explains this Gemara, these psikim as follows. If a person owes money to somebody else and he doesn't pay him up, or he stole money from somebody else, and eventually he gives back the stolen property, you don't expect the nigzal to become your best friend overnight. You'd be lucky if he says, I'm moichel you, but that's about it. Zuk the Gemara by the Rabbi Nishloilem is Nishtazoi. A person has done wrong to the Rabbi Nishloilem. When a person does teshiva, says the Rabbi Hashem, Kechi imochem devorim, do teshiva. And you know what the result will be? Vekach toiv. What's the mean of vekach toiv? Says the Gemara, that the Rabbi Nishloilem is machzik loy toiva. The Rabbi Nishloilem is grateful to you. Says the Rabbi Hashem, I'm grateful to you. And not only is Rabbi Hashem grateful to you, erpo mishivusam oy havim neduva. Says the Gemara, I consider it as if you were makriv a korban. What korban? Not a korban chatos, not a korban neduva. You've given a matuna to the Rabbi Nishloilem. So says the Gemara, when a person does teshiva, not only is Rabbi Hashem moichalas, the Rabbi Nishloilem is kach toiv, he's machzik loy toiva. Not only that, erpa mishivusa mehavim neduva, the Rabbi Shem considers avuf, we brought a korban neduva. So this is what Shiva achieves. As we know, somebody does proper Shiva is all his affairs, Zadoinus, Narsis, Kischios. But the Tzelti Bamas in Ginze Yisroel, Zayid Shotka Brengto Bamas, from the Beditsha Varuv. The Beditsha Varuv was once walking in the street Erev Yom Kippur. And it was there, he met a fellow who was a terrible Rush. He'd done every Avair in the book. And the Beditsha Varuv ran over to him and he said, I'm so envious of you. So he said, Rebbe, me, you're envious? Why am I? Yeah, he said, because if you're going to do now Tshiva, you're going to have so many mitzvahs, you're going to have far many more mitzvahs than I have. The Beditsha didn't have any Avairus. So he didn't have any Avairus, so he's got nothing to convert into mitzvahs. But this fellow had done, I don't know how many, hundreds or thousands, millions, who knows, of Avairus. Is a doinus and asks like a schias. You do Tshiva, you got an opportunity to change and convert them all into gewaltige mitzvahs, gewaltige sach. So we need to understand, what's this lotion of kechi imuchem devorim? What does this mean, kechi imuchem devorim? So I thought to myself as follows. We find a few times in the Torah this lotion of kechi. It's written in Parshas Baaloischa. The Rabbi Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, kaches halaviyim mitoich b'nei Yisroel v'tihar to'oysom. When it came the time to be mafresh the Leviim, shtei telushin kaches halaviyim. Says Rashi, what does it mean kach? It doesn't mean physically. You have to take the Leviim and pick them up. Says Rashi, kuchem bedvorim. You should take them with words. Ashreichem shetizki liyoy shamushim lamukoyim. Shevet Levi, Ashreichem, that you're going to be zoichen now to be the ones who are going to be shamushim lamukim. We find later on in the same parsha, the Rabbi Shem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Isfali shivimish mizikna Yisroel, ashe yadati gihem zikna Yisroel, v'lo kach to oisim aloy el moyed, v'ziyat v'sham imcho. Again, says that Moshe Rabbeinu should take shivimish, it doesn't mean he should physically drag them. It says Rashi, kochem bedvorim, take them with words. Ashreichem shenisnamisem panasim albunov shalmukoim. We find a third time in Parshas Chikas, when it came the time for Aaron HaKohen to be nifter. State in the Pusik, the Rabbi Shem says to Aaron, to Moshe Rabbeinu, kaches Aaron. Says Rashi again, kaches Aaron, don't schlep Aaron, no means bedvurim shel nechimim, give him words of nechuma. Emeloi, tell him, ashrecho, happy are you Aaron HaKohen, shetire kisrecho, nusen levonecho. You're going to see your position is going to be in your lifetime given over to your son Aaron HaKohen, Masha Eina Nizak Elekach, which I, Moshe Rabbeinu, I wasn't zoich to that. So Ashrecho Aaron HaKohen, that you're being zoich to that. A fourth time in Parshas Pinchas, V'yoyim Hashem el Moshe, kach lecho Yoshia benin. It doesn't mean again drag Yoshia benin. Says Rashi, kocheni bedvurim. Ashrecho, happy are you, Yoshia benin, shezochiso lahanig bunov shalmukoim. That you have been chosen to be the leader of Klal Yisrael habunim shalmukoim. And explains there the Mizruchi, what is Rashi telling us? Says Rashi, says the Mizruchi as follows. We normally understand the lushan of kicha to be used, we translate it as to acquire. Now you can acquire an object, like it says, "Asher lekachti miyad v'moiri, nosati kesef hasuda kach mimeni, kach li misham shnei gedoye izim." Kicha we always use normally in association with acquiring a piece of land, acquiring an object. Oh, but when you're speaking about giving a person a particular position, you're not acquiring him. And the Maral adds on, you can't acquire a person's das. You're asking him to commit himself. That's not an inyan of acquiring. So that's why Rashi each time comes along and tells us that here the lushan kach isn't the normal literal explanation of acquiring, rather kacheni bedvurim. Ashrecho, Happy are you that you've been chosen for this position. With this now we understand the words of the Novi Hosea. Shiva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecho. The Novi tells us we should do teshiva. People often think, oy vey, teshiva. It's so hard. It's so difficult. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to be end. It's too difficult for me. I can't manage. People are meyayish before they even start. Tells us the Novi. Kechi devorim v'shivi el Hashem. Like we saw from all these four psikim, when it's written kikhi with devorim, it's a allusion of ashrecho. We're giving you a golden opportunity. You're being presented on a golden plate. This is a gavaldiga opportunity that all your zadoinus is narsis kischios, like the Russian of the Chinuch. The Chinuch writes a Moedik Elushin, Shahoye machazdei hakel al briyosov. It's a groisa chesed from the Rabboin Shloilam, likvoye lahen yoim echot bashuna lechapur al chatuim. The Rabboin gives us one day a year that we can be mevatel all our avarus, imat shiva shishivi, and to start a new slate. Because says the chinuch, because if not, all our avarus would mount up and we come to such an impossible situation, we'd never be able to get rid of all the avarus of a lifetime. So Rabbi Yishim has given us this gewaldig opportunity every single year to start all over again. So says the Novi, instead of looking shiva as something not nice, difficult, that we don't want to approach, just the opposite. Kechi devorim v'shiva l'Hashem. Ashrechu. We are zoicha that we have this opportunity, that's something we have to take. And through that, the kach toiv, the boishim is machzik luni toiva. Eper mishivusa mahava naduva. The boishim says, I consider it as if you brought a korb in naduva, it's nishkin korb mechatos. Because all those aveis is nasa kischias. So it's nishkin korb mechatos, it's a korb in naduva. The boishim will help him, as the boishim takas on mechapazan, and with all zoy chazan, to ksiva the chasim a toiva, luni lechol Yisrael, umein. Thank you.
Good day.
You also. Thank you.